This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A pleasant Thursday to you from your pals Grant and Danny. We are on the air and we are taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. We are fired up to be out and about today at Capital One Arena ahead of the Caps 50 event. We'll tell you all about that in a moment. We are getting you ready for the Commanders and the Ravens. Brian Baldinger will be on the show at 3 o'clock. We'll be joined on site by Ole the goalie. Kolzig stops by at 5:30 today. Hello, Daniel.
What do you say, Boddy? We are at Cap One Arena. It's almost like we never left. Just it feels like we were just here doing stuff as it relates to the winter sports. But they're getting underway this week. It feels I'm not ready for it. Like we're only 5 weeks into the NFL season, and now we're entering week six. But it's like, yeah, obviously I get it. I mean, I understand how the calendar works. But it feels like this is all coming on very quickly. Head on a swivel, my friend.
I am extremely ready for it. This is your boy's happy place, being back here at Capital One Arena. The only thing that would make me happier is if there was ice laid out, there was a sheet of ice to look at.
A sheet.
Out in the middle of the bowl there in the arena. And people were filing in Cap sweaters already. That'll happen around 5 when the doors open. Instead of the ice, you're seeing flooring because there's a concert. Third Eye Blind is performing tonight a little bit after 8 o'clock, I believe. But it's an all-night event. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've heard that there are 70 Caps alumni that are going to be on hand today.
Nice.
We'll have Ole Kolzig, among others, on the show, which is going to be very cool. And every single member of the current Capitals roster will be here. I got to say really quickly, the Capitals do stuff like this the best. Better than any other team in town. And I'm sure the Commanders with the new regime are going to try to close that gap.
They're working on it, yeah.
The Wizards, the Nationals do things at a high level in their own regards. This is not to ding anybody else. But the Capitals.
They're all chasing the Caps.
It's just first class with everything that they do. It feels familial. There's something about hockey in that regard, too, where a lot of the fans that are here now were here in the 70s. It's just an awesome experience, I think, that they're putting together for fans tonight. It's going to be a really sweet deal. They've got DJs playing throughout the day. The Stanley Cup's going to be here. The alumni mingling with the current players, with the fans. It's going to be a party. And it all leads up to the start of a brand new season on Saturday night with their red carpet event.
50 years they've been around. It's hard to believe. And I remember just like the other tens of people going to, you know, US Air Arena or the Capital Center, whatever you used to call it back in the day in Landover, Maryland, making the trek around the Beltway, just slogging through afternoon traffic, you know, with 7,000 of my best friends to watch them take on the Hartford Whalers, you know. It's crazy that they've been around for 50 years. The majority of, you know, I don't totally make up 50 years, but I'm close. And as they age, so do I. The different iterations, the different memories I have of some of these Capitals teams, some of which are really good, that have kind of long been forgotten, You go to a dark place for a little while as kind of this, I don't want to say rebrand, but this Rock the Red era that's been led, of course, by Ovechkin and some of the mainstays. And some of those guys even now have graduated, right? It's now Ovi and John Carlson, obviously one of the senior statesmen. But some of the dudes that were part of the furniture here, the Nick Backstroms of the world, are kind of no longer mainstays at this point. So it's always fun to have milestone numbers. Like, there's something different about 49 than 50, right? It's only one, but it's not. It's, you can always kind of look back and think back on some of the good memories, the bad, the tough, and everything in between. But they've been there.
Tell me I'm wrong with what I'm about to say.
Go on.
Tell me I'm wrong, Danny Ruye, okay, or listener with your hands on your steering wheel. October's the best sports month. The last few nights have been amazing. I've gone to bed so late, and I've had so many different things on multiple screens. Last night, the wife, as she was going upstairs to bed, she says, "You're overstimulating yourself." Like, I'm some five-year-old who's, like, eating a bunch of foods and just looking at too many screens, but I had multiple TVs going, previous channel button. I got the laptop up. The NHL is back. The Wizards were playing a preseason game. The Caps preseason is over. You've got the Major League Baseball playoffs, which have been incredible, oh, by the way. The Dodgers forcing a Game 5 against the Padres yesterday. Yankees going to try to finish off the Royals based on some of the proceedings. I don't know who you were rooting for, Mets or Phillies. Probably nobody.
Yeah, that's rooting against everybody.
Mets advance past Philadelphia. And then, oh, by the way, in the NFL, we got Thursday Night Football tonight, a great game between the 49ers and the Seahawks. The Commanders are good for the first time since 1914. Like, what is not to like right now about the sports landscape?
Yeah, it's all
And then
happening.
I took my French Bulldog for a walk in 52-degree weather.
Yeah.
Had to put on a little sweatpant jacket tandem to go take a walk last night.
Pop that sweatshirt on the walk to school. Sorry about it. Sorry about it. Just not stand. The key. What everyone should want. Again, if you're an in-shape Instagram person, you're an influencer, you're telling me about the latest 10% off code for your fitness product and your ginseng is better than everyone else's, whatever. This isn't for you. But the rest of us people, here's your bar. If I'm, let's say I'm standing. Just standing outside.
Ben standing.
Am I sweating just by existing? If the answer is no, welcome. Welcome to the fall.
Yeah.
Welcome to the time for us, regular people. Right. If you live in a bikini and you're endlessly taking vacations and it's really not even your vacation where it's just where you are all the time, I don't know how you're doing that, but that's fine. For the rest of us working schlubs with mortgages and concerns, now, right now is the time. Soak it in.
Looking at the 33rd team quarterback rankings that dropped today, where they, based on just the performance this season, rank every single quarterback. They say, reminder, these ranks were built around the following scoring system, skill set, how good a quarterback is, production score, EPA per play, and success rate. So it is a combination of how good they think you are and also how you're playing. The number one quarterback in the NFL right now is Jaden Daniels, according to the 33rd team. Their top five is Daniels, fellow LSU Tiger Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. So he's on a list with the other four guys that are typically in the top five on everybody's list. Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, in whatever order you normally throw them into. What's interesting, though, is that they have Jaden Daniels first.
That is the interesting part. Is you're not scrolling down. You have to scroll up. Once again, that's not a scroll down. That's a scroll up to find the Washington quarterback. How quickly things can change.
I don't necessarily think when I watch all these games with my eyes that Daniels is definitively the number one quarterback in the NFL through five games. I think he's in the conversation. But then you start to look at everybody else. They all have the same misses. They all have the same that play could have been better moments.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow's team has lost all but one of its games. Now, you don't hold that all against Joe Burrow, but it's not like he's been perfect. He was great against Washington. He threw for 400 yards and five touchdowns against Baltimore. He might be, for me, the number one quarterback in the league so far, but it's not like the first couple weeks didn't show some rust from him. Lamar Jackson has had some bugaboo moments, some turnovers, some flaws. Josh Allen just came off a 13 for 30. I'm going to put him right now over Jaden Daniels. And again, like we talk about with, are they a Super Bowl contender? Where are they on the power rankings? This does not mean Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in football on some offseason ranking going into next year.
Right.
but you're just talking about what we've seen, which is, to this point, 20 quarters of football. And just like you could say Washington is every bit as good as any team in the NFC, just like you could say the Commanders, if they beat the Ravens, are a Super Bowl contender, you could also say Jaden Daniels is in the conversation as the best quarterback in football.
Yeah, you could pick some nits, right? And this is what I always talk about with rankings. When we used to go, well, they're not 28th. They're probably more like 24th. It doesn't matter. You're irrelevant. You're in the bottom bucket. You are an also-ran. This just means I would probably say the guy that Jackson, who's 9th in passing yards and 8th in rushing yards in the NFL, not among quarterbacks in the whole league.
Is that right?
That's pretty incredible.
That's funny.
Joe Burrow has been beyond prolific last few weeks. Josh Allen got off to an unbelievable start, regression a little bit these past couple of weeks.
Let me be clear. Yeah. If I'm making my rankings, I would have those three go up above Daniels because I didn't like the Tampa Bay game, and I thought the first half of the Giants game. So basically it's 3.5 really good games. And even this past week where he had the unbelievable plays that are otherworldly that no one else can make, there was more inaccuracies and bad in
there. Sure.
But still, we're talking about one of the best quarterback performances of the season so far.
Yeah, to me, at worst – And this, to me, is the entire point of the conversation. It's not to run down Jaden Daniels. I'm doing the opposite. At worst, you would go, okay, fine, I'll slot him in 6th.
Yeah.
At worst, given these rankings, right? And that's the point. You are in the conversation to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shuffle up and deal, because there's 27 teams that are going, God, I wish I had that.
And he's number one on a lot of the EPA metric stuff, mm-hmm. which is very favorable to the dual threat QB because of the rushing stuff, number one, which it counts, so it should be. But it also, I think, is more of a team statistic than, say, like a Pro Football Focus grade, which is very drilled down on, did you do your job on that play? But look, if he keeps playing at the level he is, they're going to keep winning football games. He's going to keep getting the accolades, and they're going to continue to be in the conversation with any lists that are coming out. I want to talk to Brian Baldinger about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders when he joins us at 3 o'clock today. Here on G&D, there's a bunch of historical opportunities for Daniels in Washington this weekend against the Ravens, which we'll get to in just a minute. But did you watch any of the hurricane coverage last night?
Very little.
A guy that watches weather coverage?
No, it's not for me. I don't. There's a million parts about it that I don't enjoy. There's also a lot of part about it I don't quite understand. Like when they're like, evacuate, and then there's like, live on the scene from where you should be evacuated, here's a person.
Yeah.
I've never loved how excited news organizations get about it. Feels like they're getting about hurricane coverage or weather coverage, snow stuff and everything else.
There is something about weather coverage that appeals to me, mm-hmm. and I'm not alone, obviously.
Look at the ratings, of course.
And everyone's watching it last night, and I wonder what that is. Why is that? The scenes are awful. Think about it. I mean, people's houses and even if they did well, you know, one of our colleagues had a family member that was in that area, and, you know, parts of their house is damaged and their fence is ruined and whatever else is going on. Like, even though that went well for them, that is a gigantic pain in the ass where now you're on the phone for hours and you're getting things fixed. That's kind of the best case scenario of last night.
Mm-hmm.
The worst case scenario is people lost homes. People are going to lose lives. It's terrible, but there is something to me about the coverage of these events that I find so fascinating. A lot of it I'm like looking at and laughing at what they're doing. Like, this guy is trying to walk against the wind last night, and he's like, I'm being hit with debris. And he's like yelling at you, and I'm like, dude, you're dumb. Like, what are you doing?
I just kind of can't. That's the thing
but
that I
why
just
do
can't
we love
do.
It? Why does society love it?
There's a...
You agree that they do?
Oh, of course. I'm the weird one. I fully acknowledge that, right? I'm the one that's different. I think people...
Because I'm fascinated by weather in general.
Right.
Like storms, whether it's snow, hurricanes, tornadoes. The movie Twister, like, you make another one, I'll be there the first night with popcorn and cola. Tell me where to go. I think it's all feeding out of the same trough. I don't think it's a news thing. I think it's a weather thing.
There's a part of that. Like, our guy Kevin Sheehan is obsessed. He's like, snow totals this year. I was talking to a couple guys that have helped write the Farmer's Almanac over the years. They're expecting 7 to 12 over the course of the winter months. Like, he loves it. I'm going, does the football team have a game this weekend, Kev? Like, he loves it, though. And God bless you. Like, whatever you're passionate about. I just don't – A, I don't have the interest in it. Never have. But B, just as to your question as to why, this is a little bit morbid, so apologies. I think there's a huge – section of television viewers that don't mind seeing bad stuff happen to people. On a small scale, it's like women arguing and throwing wine in each other's faces and calling it the Real Housewives of somewhere. But the next level is like these sort of reality shows where awkward drama ensues, and this is like real life stuff like that where people kind of, I'm not saying you, but I think people are kind of enthralled by disaster. Like, I'm not. I don't like the idea of people, you know, losing their homes.
I would imagine that there are people, and it's a very small group of people, but you might be right, that are watching it like they watch NASCAR for a crash. And they're going, oh, come on, let's see the water rise.
But they don't know they are.
But I don't think that's the most people. Like, I'm watching last night because I'm going, this is a historical thing that we're covering in real time, that we have the technology to cover in a pretty significant way. And we are on the ground, so to speak, in these locations. I don't know. I find it interesting and compelling why I'm attracted to things or why I'm appealed to, you know, why something is appealing
right.
to me.
I get that.
But in this case, it is not just me. I mean, the amount of people texting me last night, as I said, I had all these games on. I got all this stuff going on. Plus, I got the weather. I was basically a director in a truck last night going, camera 3, camera 7, camera 9, camera 4. Your boy had a field day last night. It was the coverage was incredible. Did you see what happened at the Trop?
Yes.
Roof blows off.
The roof came off.
What if the Rays were playing playoff baseball, which they almost always are, by the way?
Yeah, usually they're good for 92 wins with 11 guys you'd never heard of.
They would have been potentially home last night. Uh-huh. Now, they would have not had that game, obviously.
Right.
But they might have a game coming up today or tomorrow. They're playing that on a neutral site. The Bucks are supposed to play at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida next week, I believe. Another fortuitous kind of grace of God thing. You don't have a home game on the schedule this weekend.
Yep.
But even still by next weekend, what are things going to look like? So thinking about everybody, praying for everybody down there.
Indeed.
But from a sports standpoint, seeing the Trop with the roof off was kind of a show last night.
That was – you're going – because you see the tweet or see somebody's camera angle on it, and we're like, the roof is up. Go, no, it's not. There's still, oh, my God, there it is. Those are holes. It's not just light shining on one part of the roof. It's actual holes in the roof that have been ripped right off by the winds.
I got to tell you that I think the Trop is so slept on, too. I like the Trop a lot.
This may be one of your 5 or 6 hottest sports takes.
I like the Trop. Now, they need to redo the surface because it's disgusting looking in-house and aesthetically on television. They need to lay some new carpet down or something. But as an indoor baseball guy, indoor baseball Paulson, which you know, my experiences there have always been fantastic. And people are going to think I'm joning, but truly, when I go there, you have room to spread out.
You can sit wherever you want.
You have your own concession stand. You have your own bathroom. Like, every time and everyone's like, oh, you're just making fun. I'm not. I've always loved it. If I'm going to the Trop in the summer because I'm in Tampa or whatever, I know I'm going to have an awesome time. It's air-conditioned. The food is good, and no one else is eating it. It's all for me.
Yeah, you'll see 16 strikeouts, you know, just a bunch of dudes just begging for that 2-run home run.
I got a soft spot in my heart for the Trop.
It's a dump. They should not have a team. Now, they're good. The organization itself, it's not their fault. They're just run by a bunch of MIT guys that are crunching numbers and you know, wheeling and dealing. Every move they make is the right one. They can't afford to have a single bad signing, whereas the Yankees just sort of like it just gets chewed up in some sort of, you know, line item. Same with like the Red Sox, Dodgers, et cetera. They compete on 1 cent for every $1,000 that the Yankees spend, right? So it's not their fault. Those guys do a really good job. But the team should not be there. It's not supported. No one cares about them. It's the worst stadium maybe going in terms, especially in baseball. And it's kind of an embarrassment that the whole thing is, you know, sort of still happening. Now, again, it doesn't change that I'm thinking about folks that are suffering and having to deal with things down there. Just talking big picture for Major League Baseball. To me, they got a team before us because George Steinbrenner, like, vacationed down there. And just, like, insisted that's the spot that should have a team. When it's just the whole thing's a joke to me.
I'm a big Eric Neander guy. They're general manager.
They're really smart.
That's a good organization. I root for them. Real quick on the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. I told you some history in the bounds this weekend. The rookie quarterback, you already know, has thrown for 1,000, has rushed for 250 in his first 5 games. Nobody had ever done that before. If the Commanders beat the Ravens, Daniels will be the second rookie at quarterback since 1950 to start and win 5 of his team's first 6 games, joining 2006 Dak Prescott with the Cowboys. He can also become the 3rd rookie quarterback in the last 8 years to lead his team to a 5-game winning streak at any point. Mac Jones, 7 straight wins with the Patriots in 2021. Brock Purdy with San Francisco in 22 going into the playoffs, won 5 in a row as well. The Commanders have scored at least 30 points in each of their last three games. With 30 points on Sunday, Danny, they will become the second team since 1950 to score 30 or more points in four consecutive games started by a rookie quarterback. They are doing things that nobody's ever been able to do, really, in the modern era.
Now, you may not be aware of this, actually. I mean, you always have some really good stats and nuggets of information. But I looked this up just to confirm that it was true. You know Jaden Daniels is the odds-on favorite for Rookie of the Year?
Oh, wow.
You believe that?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
No chance.
He is. So, I'm as surprised as anybody else. What is it, five times he's won Rookie of the Week? Or four times?
I believe four out of five.
Four out of five, yeah. So, you know, at an 80% clip, his odds have gotten a little bit better. Like, he's the, and I'm looking this up, I think he's the what we call the betting favorite. That's an industry term. It just means that he's now thought of as the most likely person to win Rookie of the Year.
It's funny you bring that up because I actually want to get into his MVP conversation that everyone keeps having, which I think is a little bit premature. Feels that way to me, but I want to ask that question on the phones, and I want to talk to you about it next. Let's open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. The Daniels MVP talk that you're starting to hear nationally more than locally. Feels premature, maybe hyperbolic. Do you agree or do you think it is reasonable? Is it warranted? That's next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I would say if I had to pick one that both of these two are elite competitors, like at the highest level. And that shows on the tape, you know, the way they extend plays, the way they finish, the way they lead their group. So that's the part. If I was to make a comparison, it would be something intangible like that. Both of them have their own unique ways about them. But in this game, there's all these guys are fantastic competitors. And then, like in most profession, there's the elite, and these two guys are elite at it.
That was Dan Quinn yesterday out in Ashburn. Commanders getting ready for the Ravens in the most anticipated game of the weekend in the National Football League. Welcome back to G&D on the Fan. We're at Capital One Arena ahead of the Caps 50 event tonight. We're excited to be here. The event's going all evening long. You can get in for $19.74 to commemorate 50 years of Caps hockey. They'll have 70 alumni and all of the current players here for the various activations and concerts throughout the evening, including Third Eye Blind going to be rocking behind us here, Danny.
That's awesome. They were at, I think, I can't remember which Zim's event it was, so they've all run together, so I apologize. But what one of the first two that I hosted, Third Eye Blind was the headliner, and it poured rain because it was supposed to be out on the field, so we had to kind of move under the concourse. So it echoed and the sound wasn't as good, but it was still amazing to see a band who's like, I know their entire catalog, you know, like my adolescence and high school or whatever. They were great, even as it was pouring rain around us.
There's a lot of people talking, mostly nationally, about Jaden Daniels as an MVP candidate right now. And in fact, if you look at the betting odds on NFL MVP as we approach week six, he has crept into the conversation now of top five in that category. At the moment, depending on where you're looking, I'm a FanDuel guy. You got Patrick Mahomes at plus 230, Josh Allen at 9-1, Lamar Jackson's about 6.5-1, CJ Stroud at 6-1. And then of every other player in the league, behind those likely MVPs when this thing's all said and done, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Stroud, Jaden Daniels is next on the list at 11-1, ahead of guys like Sam Darnold, Joe Burrow, Brock Purdy. His odds are twice as good as Jared Goff's or Dak Prescott's. So I want to have this conversation. I mean, is this a little bit aggressive for what we've seen so far? Is this a reasonable thing, or is it a little bit too early to even be talking about this? Does it seem silly?
This is actually really hard because from a betting perspective, a betting market is made to try to get you to bet your money. And I'm not calling that sinister. That's just obvious, right? We're capitalizing on this momentum. The NFL analyst part of it, to me, is probably premature. Does that make sense? Like, in other words, he's been the star. He's been who everybody's talking about. It's now networks are fighting over having Washington on their primetime telecasts, or you know, CBS is using one of their two rejections, blackballs, to basically be able to keep them at 1 o'clock instead of having it go towards Sunday Night Football. So from an analyst perspective, there are too many guys that are going to, frankly, have more MVP-like resumes than Daniels. This is not to run Daniels down at all, but, you know, for example, Joe Burrow already has 12 touchdown passes to Daniels' 4. Lamar Jackson's got 11 total touchdowns, I think, to Daniels' 8. And he's 8th in passing, or 9th in passing yards, 8th in rushing yards when you combine the two. Josh Allen has had 3 of his 5 games be unbelievable. C.J. Stroud's going to be the quarterback of a 13-win team in all likelihood, wheeling and dealing in his own right. There are too many names to climb over that are hallmark, staples, stars of teams that are bona fide and really, really good. So from an analyst perspective, let's just say the guy's having an amazing 5 games, a great rookie year so far. Rookie of the year, probably a bit of favorite. You do that MVP thing to try to, you know, ramp up the conversation, to stand out in a certain way. From a betting perspective, I get it, right? Everyone's talking about him. You take people's money. But to me, so that part's not premature. The analyst part of it, to me, is probably a little bit premature. Does that distinction make sense?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the betting market is its own entity and right. Is kind of less significant to the conversation. But when you hear people on national television who are influential say their MVP right now is Jaden Daniels, you got to kind of pick a side, I guess, which is to say that makes sense or that's silly. And I've kind of gone back and forth on this. I'm going to side with it is way too soon for that discussion. Now, someone could say the same thing about the idea that the Commanders are going to win the division or the Commanders are going to, you know, be Super Bowl contenders. Mm-hmm. And to that, I would argue, well, they're 4-1. I mean, there's a percentage chance of making the playoffs when you get to 4-1 or winning a division when you get to 4-1 just because it's a math equation. There's only 17 of these. You've now erased five. We're almost a third of the way through. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Daniels' case, I don't think the MVP thing plays out the same way. Every single week, the board can change considerably. You could be on the way to winning the MVP in week 15, have two bad games, and lose it because someone else balls out. So I just don't necessarily think it's the same as talking about the team and where they're headed. I think that the Bengals game that he played was as good a quarterbacked game as anybody's going to have all season. And the fact that that was in primetime is a major driver in all of this.
Yeah, it's going to go a long way. I'm with you.
I think the Cardinals game was solid. There was nothing wrong with the Cardinals game. It was fine. Statistically, it was really good. He had 26 completions and 30 attempts. That was a less spectacular Jaden Daniels game. There weren't that many plays in that game that were like jaw-dropping only he makes. It was a pretty well-designed offensive plan. I thought the Browns game, the good in that game, Danny, are MVP moments.
Yeah, the highlight plays were woes.
The escaping the sack for a 66-yard throw, that's an MVP kind of moment. I'm trying to think if there were others. The 34-yard run on fourth and three
when he's dead to rights.
That's probably an MVP moment. But by and large, otherwise, I think it was a very normal quarterbacking game. Even the 41-yard touchdown to Diami, which was a great throw, most quarterbacks in a clean pocket with an open receiver in the end zone drop that into the bucket and throw that touchdown. So I have a hard time with the MVP thing right now, as good as he has been. I think that that is just a bit too soon and a little too much falling in love with the story by people who just want to crown him.
And again, this is not the end-all be-all, but I'm trying to offer a way of example. It sounds like we're knocking Jaden Daniels, and I hope it's pretty clear that we're not doing that. The fact that we're even having this conversation is delightful. He's on pace for 14 touchdown passes. Now, that's not going to hold because there's been a lot of, you know, tackled at the ones or, you know, Terry McLaurin dropped one this past week that goes in there. There's going to be a couple games where he throws for bunches, but he's got four through five games. Whereas, again, Joe Burrow's got three times that amount. Now, I know Cincinnati's not winning games particularly, but certainly not Burrow's fault. It's prolific.
You got to add in his rushing touchdowns, too.
I have. So he's got eight total in that regard, which, again, it doesn't rank anywhere near the top five, six, ten, et cetera.
Agreed. I'm with you.
Yeah. So, again, it's not to knock him. This has been wonderful. It continues to be wonderful. I can't wait to see him play again on Sunday. It's must watch. But MVP conversation, it's just it's because people fall in love with this new thing. Whereas Washington, everyone thought was in one category, myself included, by the way, which is the category of badness, of can't get out of their own way, under-talented, they're not going anywhere this year, this is maybe, you know, clear the deck for a couple seasons from now, to this previously moribund organization that is nothing but investigations and a travesty. Not only are they out of that bucket, but they're in the bucket of an actual good football team, a la Houston with C.J. Stroud last year. People just want to quantify that somehow. Instead of like going through every bit of nuance where, well, you see the Harris group, they redid the one practice field at the facility. Or, you know, they're actually doing a nice job to have people come down on the field in this sort of pregame thing that you can pay extra for with your ticket. Instead of going through every bit of nuance, it's we got to find some way to celebrate how crazy this is. So Jaden Daniels is the MVP, and I think that's a little bit over the top.
The thing I will say that will bode well for him is, and we've seen this with Lamar Jackson winning a couple of them, deservedly, but you know, when you're a dual threat who runs around and makes plays, A, it's sexy and it's fun and people like watching it, but voters like watching it too.
Yes.
And there's this feeling of, and sometimes it's reality, like you are worth more to the offense because you don't just throw, you also run. Yep. And in the case of Lamar and in Jaden Daniels' case, I think the running backs getting yards benefit from you, just like the receivers. Obviously, you're throwing them the ball, benefit from you. The whole offense kind of revolves around you. You're the sun of the solar system. So I think that's part of why they get pushed a little further into you know, the top of the MVP board than just your traditional passer who's having a really good season, because they're not as responsible maybe for the run game in the eyes of some people. But I think that's part of why he's now in the top five. But want to see where you guys are at on this. I'm just not there yet. And I don't mean it's too early to talk about it, which is probably the case. But, like, that's not my answer when someone says, are they a contender? Could they win the division? I'm not saying it's too early to talk about it. I think there's a little bit of a difference. I don't think it's hypocritical between team and player individually, week to week. But on top of that, I would just say, I don't If I'm putting together a ballot right now, he would not be in the top five for me. He'd probably be really close. But I think that the people that are talking about this are the national folks that are seeing the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't that many lowlights for the record. But, yeah, I would say his highlight reel is the best in football at this moment, which was the entire Cincinnati game, the crazy play he made, a couple of them this past week. Like, his good is the best. His good is really, really good. Let's go to Danny, who's in Ashburn on G&D on the Fan. What's up, Danny?
Danny.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Listen, hey, listen. First, I just want to get a second to just kind of scratch the surface with you guys right here. And this question is mainly for Grant. You say you don't want to get behind, Jaden being an MVP, man. I mean, let's talk about the past 10, 15, 20 years. When have you seen somebody do what this rookie has done? Don't forget, when he came in the league, he said he marked down what Stroud did for his first year, and he said he wanted to make sure that he's going to beat every record that he has. This kid comes in 4 o'clock every morning. This kid comes in, he's a leader. He's confident. He has no fear. He's smart. He throws the ball probably as good as I've seen anybody in the past 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So how can you not get behind somebody that is playing like he's playing? And
well,
absolutely, listen, Grant, listen, Danny, I love you guys to death, but get behind this kid.
Well, appreciate the call.
But nobody's not doing that.
Getting behind him, I don't know what that means. We're asking, should he be the MVP? Is he the MVP of the league right now? That is a different thing. We've done nothing on this show but rave about him and, frankly, be floored by his performance for a month.
Like now,
totally behind him.
Let me say this. I think he's going to be an MVP candidate in his career. And
this year, I think he's going to be an MVP candidate.
Well, he might end up being one, yeah.
The way it's trending.
But that's what we're talking about.
The idea of, get behind him, I don't know what that means. Support him, acknowledge that he's doing well. I don't know what you're asking for. What I'm asking today is he the MVP of the league, like people are suggesting? And I'm saying, no, I don't think that's the case yet. If you need me to do that, you said, when is the last time I've been this blown away by a rookie? Well, he's doing things we've never really seen rookies do, although I'd point out that last year, at this time, C.J. Stroud had 7 touchdowns and 0 picks and was on his way to a pretty monster season for the Houston Texans. So, I mean, there are occasionally great rookies. Dak Prescott had a year like that. This looks like it could go down all time. And that is why if you're asking me, is he the Rookie of the Year award frontrunner? No kidding. Yeah, I wouldn't even bet on that because you're not getting any value at this point. But the MVP of the league is different. And I think that's what that call exemplifies a little bit of what I think what's happening is,
mm-hmm.
You can't say anything other than the best thing, whatever the most friendly, nicest, amazing thing is. And it's like, no, this is amazing and it's incredible and it's awesome. And he's been, as we just said last segment, the 4th, 5th, 6th best quarterback in football probably to this point. And when that's the case, you're an MVP candidate. But the idea that, well, get behind him, I don't know what that means. Like stand behind him in a line? Or, what do I need to do?
Be a cheerleader. Voice your support. And that's the confusion.
I feel like every Monday from 2 to 6:30, you got a couple guys waving their pom-poms here on this show. But if you're asking me, is he the MVP of the league right now? No, I don't think that he is. 800-636-1067. Is it too early to have that conversation? That's the question on the Fan. With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back, and thanks much for making the show part of your day. The question at hand, Jaden Daniels, MVP candidate. Nationally, you see an analyst come out and say he is their MVP right now. Pretty cool praise the rookie quarterback who is seemingly playing like the answer here in the nation's capital. Do you think it's too early? Do you think you could make the case that he is the MVP of the NFL right now? I got a text from a buddy during the break, and he says, I hear you, but who's your MVP? I really haven't thought about that. But as I do, I'm going, well, who would I put on my ballot ahead of Daniels? It's a very small list, for the record.
Yeah, it's not like 100 names.
Because it's one thing to pick Daniels apart and say, I don't know if he's an MVP because of this. You could do that with everybody, uh-huh. Right? So when you look at it through that perspective, it definitely makes it more a conversation. But I would say C.J. Stroud, I would put ahead of him on a ballot right now. I like how he's played for Houston, and that's a really good team and a guy that I think it is been proven to be kind of less scheme and creation and more. That guy's just awesome. Lamar, I think you could put ahead of him right now. I think he's got 9 touchdowns and 1 or 2 interceptions and running all over the place. We're going to see him this weekend. He's been very good. And without him, the Ravens would be in big, big trouble.
That is correct.
I'm not a big Sam Darnold MVP guy, but it's hard to argue with a 5-0 team. You know how that, what that does to move the needle in voting.
Sure, and it's not Alex Smith 5-0 either. It's not like he's just checking it down.
He's made some yeah. great plays. Now, he was much worse this past week.
Yes, he was.
And I think he's going to fall off. But if the MVP award was doled out today, 103 rating, 11 tutties and 4 interceptions, 1,100 yards, 8 yards per attempt on an offense that's hummed and hasn't lost, he'd be up there. And then I know this sounds silly because he just hasn't played that well, but Patrick Mahomes. They are giving the ball right now to a running back that was on the street 2 weeks ago, and their number one receiver this past week was cut because he couldn't make it for the Patriots. And they're still winning, and Mahomes is still putting up 300 yards this past week, and they're still making it work. So, sorry. I mean, he's got to be there. He's got to be – that would be my short list, and then it's wide open. I really like the way Geno's playing. We'll see him tonight. I love the way Jaden Daniels is playing. We'll obviously be seeing a lot of him.
Yeah, I think it's all fair. I mean, Mahomes is someone I'd bet on. More so than I would say should be ahead of Daniels right now on my ballot, if that makes sense. Like, 6 touchdowns, 6 picks at this point for Mahomes. It's they're 5-0. He's still the best quarterback in the world. If I'm starting my team tomorrow, I'm still picking him, right? Nothing has changed in that regard. But in terms of blind ballot style, the resume for this year, I'd put Daniels ahead. But
like, he's played better, you're saying?
Yeah, but that's
which
neither,
I get. But again, I'm
but
trying
what we're
to figure out.
Like, totally.
4-1 versus 5-0 is not a big difference, but they're 5-0 because of Patrick Mahomes, and their running back was available to be signed 10 days ago. And their leading receiver this past week was the 6th receiver for the Patriots.
You're not going to tell me it's not impressive. Like, yeah. I won't be hearing that. But just in terms of, you know, this particular award, I'd still include Josh Allen. I know he had a terrible week this past week, but you look at the overall numbers, you know, I think it's 11 or 12 total touchdowns, no interceptions. That without him, Buffalo is the group of, that are sitting
that's
right here at Capital One Arena.
Allen, before 2 games ago, after 3 weeks, was my – I think he had played the best quarterback in the league to that point, and they were 3-0. Let's go to the phones. Gary's in Fairfax on G&D. Gary, is it too early for the national dialogue and the discourse on Daniels as an MVP?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Danny, you're a funny dude, man.
Well, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Hey, look, I could argue for him – Just based on the fact that, all right, this is like a straw poll type thing that they do every year, right? At the quarter mark of the season, halfway through the season, 3/4, and so on. So right now, at the quarter point of the season, I don't care what position we're talking about, but has anybody else been voted, cornerback?
You broke up, but I'm guessing, thank you for the call, you were saying 4 out of 5 weeks. I mean, it's not that he's been voted quarterback of the week, though. He's been voted rookie of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just saying, of all the rookies in football, he's been better. But that's not to take away. I mean, the guy's been utterly dominant. And look, the way he just said it is kind of interesting. I think there's a point to be had here. When we look at this and say, seems crazy, seems too soon, we're basing it on that one rookie since 1950 has ever won the MVP. It doesn't happen, and it's not going to happen. But he's saying, if you gave out an MVP for the first 5 weeks of the season, that's all he's saying.
Uh-huh.
If you gave out an MVP right now for the first 5 weeks of the season, would it be crazy if he won the award? And the answer to that is absolutely not.
Correct.
So maybe it isn't too early to have the discussion.
And that's I haven't made a very good job of making that point, but that is absolutely the point here, is that this is not crazy talk. Like, it's not – stop it. It's not like he had one good quarter or one good drive and everyone's going, that's the MVP. Like, oh, settle down, Homer Simpson. But this is – the fact is, there is a legitimate conversation. We started the show with this. 33rd team has said this is the number one quarterback who has played the best this year. Jaden Daniels is number one. That's not insane. You could say, well, he's probably third, actually. Actually, no, he probably should be fourth. Here's why. I don't care. We have one of the things. We have the thing that every other team, including mine, for decades is jealous of and desirous of. Like, it's here right now.
And you know what I got to keep figuring out for me is I am such a data-driven, numbers-driven guy that you lose sometimes, like, the plays over the stats, the plays over the numbers. Jaden Daniels has incredible numbers too, don't get me wrong. From a sheer passing standpoint, it doesn't quite stack up early, but obviously add in all the rushing, it closes the gap. But it's about the plays that he makes. It's about the impact that you're having too. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop on with us on Grant and Danny talking about Jaden Daniels as a possible MVP candidate. Brian Baldinger is going to stop by the show in about a half hour at 3:30. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.